Young men shall see visions and old men shall dream dreams. Okay, and then we saw that there is a cost of consecration for people to fit into that category. And as per that, it's not the physical age, young men, old men, it's the spiritual age that decides what portion of anointing that someone would receive. All right, so we have come a long way and we are on the dreams. We saw and learned the revelations and the meaning of dream from the dreams of Jacob, from the dreams of Joseph, the dreams in their lifetime, and then from the dreams of the earthly father of Jesus, Joseph, in the New Testament. So we have gone through all the meaning of the dreams and characteristics of the dream. Now what we want to learn is interpretation of dreams. Now interpretation of dreams, some people may think that, okay, Apostle will teach the interpretation of dreams, how to interpret dreams like a rule book, like some points. No, I'm not going to give all those things, because there is no rule book or theory to interpret dreams. But I want to teach you how, what are the prerequisites, or how can you start to interpret dreams. I cannot teach you literally how to interpret your every dream. That is in the hands of the Holy Spirit. But I will teach you how someone becomes eligible to interpret dreams. Okay? So that is what we are going to look at, because teaching interpretation of dreams is not possible, I'm telling you. You will understand when I start to cover the interpretation of dreams. Hallelujah. People who think, oh, interpretation of dreams is not from me, for me. I am telling you, if you cannot interpret dreams, you will not be able to know the will of God. Satan will take you by surprise in your life if you cannot interpret dreams. So interpreting dreams is in the last days, especially, is for every believer. Because your old men shall dream dreams. When they dream dreams, what they will do with that dream? Just, oh, I saw a dream, but I did not understand it. Let it go. No, they have to interpret it. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? Satan will not be able to take you out if you are able to understand the voice of God that comes to you through dreams. Okay? You will live and serve the purposes of God if you are able to interpret what God is showing you in the dream realms. So let's start off with interpretation of dreams. Okay, before I start off the interpretation points, let's go to some scriptures. Let's go to Daniel chapter number 1. Daniel chapter number 1. And let's look at verse number 17. Daniel 1, verse number 17. As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Okay. So the Bible talks about that Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. My question to you is, how did he gain understanding in all visions and dreams? Who taught him? That is my question to you. We will come to the answer. I will give you the answer. How did he learn interpreting dreams? Did he go to a college? Did he go to a prophet to learn it? How did he learn that? It says Daniel had what? Understanding in all visions and dreams. So not only dreams, he could interpret visions. I am not coming to visions. Visions we will come later. But he had understanding in both of it. He had other gifts also. He could explain enigmas. He could write the writings of heaven. You know, when the scribes of heaven write, their writing is different. We human beings cannot understand it because it's heavenly writing. Daniel could interpret even the writings of heaven. Remember when the hand from God came and wrote on the wall? in the time of King Belshazzar. No one could interpret it, and it brought fear among all those who saw the writing. But Daniel could interpret the writing of heaven. Once I had a vision, and in that vision I saw continents. I saw the world map in the vision, and in the world map I saw God highlighting some countries and continents. Some countries and continents. I said, why God is highlighting those countries and continents? Then, after that vision, I saw, after highlighting those continents, I saw like they print the newspaper from the machine in the media. So I saw that printing press and news coming out. I said, what is this? After I saw that vision, I saw a handwriting. I saw something being written. And that was not a human language. And then I started to seek the Lord. And whatever the thing that I saw written, as per that vision, I wrote it in my diary so that I can remember what I saw, that language that was written. Okay? And then I started to pray to the Lord. And the Lord started to reveal to me that those countries that were highlighted and the printing press that I saw afterward, the Lord showed me that Satan is working through the media in those country. He is going to take over that media, and everything that they will show people will be false news, will be fake news to deceive those countries. And then the handwriting that the Lord showed me refers to, then I interpreted. Now, this is 3 4 years back. I forgot. I interpreted. The Lord gave me the interpretation of those handwriting. Basically, the interpretation of the heavenly handwriting was the highlighting of the countries, what will be the borders and the territories, and how much areas will be affected was in that handwriting. Through that handwriting, the Lord ex was ex explained it to me. So those are enigmas, those are writings, those are heavenly things. Hallelujah. When we get more closer to the Lord will start to teach us the business that goes on in heaven, the operations of heaven. The Lord will start to teach. Dreams is just the start to introduce to you how heaven operates. Hallelujah. So what God does there is he wants those people who have given themselves to the service of the Lord. What God wants to do with them is before the enemy does, the devil is doing something. So the Lord will reveal to his servants what the devil wants to do. The Lord will reveal to his servants before what the devil
Hallelujah.
wants to do. Before the Ukraine, Russia, and Iran, I posted on my Instagram before all those things happened, because I saw the world map and cracks started to develop between the nations. And I asked the Lord, what is this? The Lord so said, this signifies strong disagreements and conflicts that will arise, that will start to arise between the nations. And from after 6 months or 7 months, the conflict started to happen, and Israel and Hamas and all those things, Ukraine and Russia. So the Lord wants to give you
Hallelujah.
information. The Lord wants to give you information. One of my friends who is on the mission field, he has a wonderful ministry. I went to a friend's marriage, and that servant of God said, I want to meet you. So we met together, and we talked about many things about ministry and this and that. And he told me that I want you to read a book. I want you to refer to someone called Rhys Howells. I don't know how many of you know Rhys Howells. Rhys Howells was from England, and the evangelist Reinhard Bonnke was the one who went to his institution, because he had an institution in England. Rhys Howells is not known by many people, but he was an intercessor, and he lived during the time when Hitler was there. So when Hitler was doing what he was doing in the world, Rhys Howells had his 3-4. He has the whole book, What Happened. He has a whole book written on it. So he had 3-4 intercessors and they were praying in a room. And before Hitler could come and attack some area, God would reveal to Rhys Howells what Hitler would do. So he would sit there and come and negate Hitler's plans. He would come against Hitler's plans. So when you are on assignment, when you take the intercession ministry seriously, that is when you get into the prophetic anointing. Okay? That is when you get into the prophet. You don't have to be anointed by someone to be a prophet. When you take an intercession ministry seriously, you know, serve God in the prayer intercession ministry faithfully, you get into the prophetic anointing. No one is born a prophet, remember that. I was born a prophet. When I was born, I started to see things. No, the things that people see without salvation is demonic. You understand that? A 5 years old person, 6 years old boy, and he's seeing things. He does not knows Jesus and he does not have salvation. The spirit that is enabling him to see all those things is the devil. It's not a gift. The gift from God come upon a person who is saved. Do we understand that? Oh, I don't. That is all in the Bible. I don't want to go into that. I am on dreams. But we are recognizing the operations of heaven. These men, this guy Daniel was an expert. Because, and we have to look, the Bible says, what? He had understanding in all visions and dreams. Our question is, where did he get those understanding? Where did he go? Did he go to some prophet to learn? Did he go to a school that taught him? Where did he learn all understanding in visions and dreams? How does a person learn all those things? That is our question. That is our first point from where we can start how to interpret dreams. Where do we learn all those things? Where do we learn all those things? Okay. How do we learn all those things? I will give you the answer. Let's go to Daniel chapter number 2 first. Let's go there. Daniel chapter number 2, a glimpse of how Daniel would learn interpreting dreams and visions. Daniel chapter number 2, let's start off from verse number 3. And the king said to them, I have had a dream, and my spirit is anxious to know the dream. Then the Chaldeans spoke to the king in Aramaic, O king, live forever, tell your servants the dream, and we will give the interpretation. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, my decision is firm. If you do not make known the dream to me and its interpretation, you shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made an ash heap. However, if you tell the dream and its interpretation, you shall receive from me gifts, rewards, and great honor. Therefore, tell me the dream and its interpretation. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will give its interpretation. The king answered and said, I know for certain that you would gain time because you see that my decision is firm. If you do not make known the dream to me, there is only one decree for you. For you have agreed to speak lying and corrupt words before me till the time has changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that you can give me its interpretation. So, stop there. Daniel is not among the wise men and the sorcerers, magicians, whoever are they, standing around the council of the king. Daniel is not on a high post now. Daniel is somewhere among the workers of the wise men, of the wise men of Babylon. Daniel is not there in the council. He is not one of the leaders there now, okay? So he is not there among the council. But there is something that you can recognize by this interaction of Nebuchadnezzar and the sorcerers and magicians of Babylon. Now, the thing is, Nebuchadnezzar is telling the sorcerers and the wise men of Babylon that, you know what? You tell me the dream and its interpretation. Because if you are able to tell me the dream, I know you are able to give me the correct interpretation. the correct interpretation. Why he's saying that? That means he had bitter and scam experiences in the past with these magicians and sorcerers. Because these guys were not able to give the correct interpretation of dreams. The interpretation of dreams that come from God lies only with God. And it can be revealed only to the person whom God wants to reveal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When it comes to a diviner,
Hallelujah.
Amen. When it comes to a diviner, a sorcerer wanting to interpret dreams, what they do is they predict and interpret false dreams that comes under the demonic dreams category that we will cover later. But Nebuchadnezzar, by experience, he knows these people, you know, scam me, they tell me lies, so this time I'm not going to tell them the dream. But if they are wise enough, they are skillful in their sorcery, they should tell me the dream along with its interpretation. Okay, so we will come to demonic dreams. The interpreting of dreams is what the devil is afraid of, I am telling you. Because his servants, you know, the devil has offices like God has offices in his kingdom. The apostolic, the prophetic, the pastoral, the teaching, the evangelism. Devil has offices, divination, sorcery, witchcraft. I don't have time. I have explained those things in my previous sermons. So there are the servants of the devil that work for the devil through occultic altars. Now the thing that the devil is afraid of is a dream from the Lord, because a dream from the Lord makes a distinction that these are the servants of God and these are the servants of the devil, because a dream from the Lord is what exposes the devil's kingdom. And it exposes the limitation that devil has, the limitation of revelation. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? A dream from the Lord exposes the limitation of the devil, exposes the limitation of the information he carries, of the wisdom the devil carries. He is limited. He does not know it all. So a dream is very important. Hallelujah. When you in your life start to interpret dreams, I am telling you, what you are doing is you are starting to operate in mysteries that the devil is unknown about. If the devil has no idea what you are doing, he cannot attack you, or he cannot gauge you or monitor you or stop you, because you are operating in a dream mystery that you and the Lord knows. Hallelujah. That's why dreams are important. That's why tongues are important, because the Bible says he who speaks in tongues, no one knows except for the Spirit of the Lord. He's speaking mysteries to the Lord in the Spirit. And the devil cannot understand that. Something, when the Bible says specifically, the devil is not able to understand it, that means that is a powerful activity that you are performing, if the devil cannot understand it.
Amen.
Okay? Stay with me. So, where we are? Daniel chapter number 2, verse number 10. The Chaldeans answered the king and said, "There is not a man on earth who can tell the king's matters. Therefore, no king, lord, or ruler has ever asked such things of any magician, astrologer, or Chaldean. It is a difficult thing that the king requests, and there is no other who can tell it to the king except the gods whose dwelling is not with flesh." For this reason, the king was angry and furious and gave the command to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. So Daniel was not there among the high officials of the king. Daniel does not know it. Okay. So they were not able to give them, because it is only with the Lord. The sorcerers will not be, the servants of the devil cannot reveal it to Nebuchadnezzar. So Nebuchadnezzar was furious. He knew that these people are unable to do what I'm asking them of. So he started to kill all of them because they are unable. So Daniel was not there. He was not among the high officials of the wise men of Babylon. He was there among the common employees in the wise men group department of Babylon. Okay, so what happens now? Verse number 13. So the decree went out and they began killing the wise men, and they sought Daniel and his companions to kill them. Then with counsel and wisdom, Daniel answered Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, who had gone out to kill the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, "Why is the decree from the king so urgent?" Then Arioch made the decision known to Daniel. So Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time, that he might tell the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they might seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning the secret, so that Daniel and his companion might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heavens. Stop that. So, where the question is, Daniel chapter number 1 said Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Where did he learn interpreting visions and dreams? This scripture shows how did he learn interpreting visions and dreams. Do you want to know the answer? The gift of interpreting dreams is developed when a man walks with God in tune with his voice and trained by him in his personal battles. Let's write it down. Personal battles. I mean, what I want to say is, Daniel did not wanted to be known as a dream interpreter, but he started to interpret dreams out of requirement, for at the cost of his own life. That was a personal battle where he was under attack, because of which he had to interpret a dream. Am I able to make you understand that? Interpreting dreams is not something I want to start interpreting dreams. I have a desire. No. Interpreting dreams, you come to a stage in your life where you are under, yes, I will repeat that. When you are under attack by the enemy, and when you are facing the strongest battles in your life, interpreting dreams will become a requirement, and you will not interpret dreams for the sake of telling others. You will have to interpret dreams because you want to win the spiritual battle that you are facing. So, okay, that is what I want to tell you. So no one goes to a school or to a prophet to interpret dreams. When they learn to walk with God in the personal battles of their life they are facing, interpreting dream becomes a requirement. That is what I want to say. Are we understanding, people of God, what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will tell you, listen to me. At the age of 26, I received the Holy Spirit. Before that, I was a Bible scholar. No one could defeat me in Bible competitions. And I had knowledge of the Bible from the age of 21, I am telling you. There were Bible exams, competitions that were held by my church. So for the first time, I participated in the competition. Okay, let me participate. For the first time, I came from a Hindu background just now, and after 2 years, I read my Bible, participated in the competitions, and there were scholars in that competition. And what happened is, after the results came in, I acquired the third place in the competition. And there was someone, very looked up to a man elder than me. He acquired the first place, and he always gets the first place. No one can beat him. I said, okay, I'm happy. For the first time, I got the third place. So they again arranged the Bible. After some months, they arranged the Bible competition, and then I participated, and then I came in the first place. So the person was, how did he come first? And then again, I participated in the next. Then again, that person participated. I acquired the first place. Not boasting about me, but I acquired the first place.
Hallelujah.
And what happened is, these scholars, after a point of time, they started to withdraw from participating. Because time and again, I was coming first. But I was living a defeated life. In spite of the intelligence I had in the Word. In spite of the intelligence I had in the Word of God, in the Bible, I was living a defeated life because I did not know to walk with the Holy Spirit. I did not know to be led by the Holy Spirit. All the things I was doing was with the intelligence of my mind. All the things in life I was doing, the ministry I was doing, whatever I was doing in the church, was the intelligence, by the intelligence of my mind. by my own strength. So I was living a defeated life. It was at the age of 26 that I know, before the age of 26, before I would turn 26, that is the time I was fed up with my life, and the Holy Spirit led me to close myself in a room and fast for 2 days because I was working. I was doing a corporate job, so I would get 2 days holiday. So I would close myself in a room and sit there to clear out my confusion. And that is the time I was filled with the Holy Spirit. That is the time I started to see the first vision. That is the time I started to now interpret dreams. How I started to interpret dreams, I will tell you. No one taught me, but it was a requirement because I was facing spiritual battles. So before there were demonic dreams that I would have, and I would see demons coming and tormenting me, all those things, being fed up. The Holy Spirit led me now, before I would turn 26, right before my birthday, I was led to the secret place. I went there 2 days, only 2 days, because 2 days I had holidays, the week offs. Went there and started to pray. When I started to pray, I got filled with the Holy Spirit. Long story short, I saw the first vision of my life in those 2 days. And the first vision was, I saw the space of the universe. And I saw a very huge cross, very, very huge cross. And I saw people coming from all around under the cross, and they started to pick up the cross. Many multitudes coming, because it was huge cross, and all of them came and they carried that cross, and they started walking towards something which looked like a city of light, which was at a far distance. They started to walk towards that place. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to me. This is your call, that you will minister to people so that they can carry their cross and they will make it till the heavenly land, to the promised land.
Amen. So, hallelujah.
So that was the first vision I saw at the age of 26. The first vision. So that vision made me understand the area that I will cater to. The area that I will cater to is to raise up wholehearted believers, present people perfect before Christ, and not naive kind of believers who are just interested in breakthroughs and miracles and this, but strong believers who will carry their cross, deny themselves, fulfill their call, and make it to the promised land. So I understood the area I have to cater. Any which ways, those 2 days were excellent. So when I ended my 2 days fast, and then I ended my 2 days fast and I went to sleep, I said, oh, I received the Holy Spirit now, I am feeling different and all those things. I went to sleep. When I went to sleep, I had a dream. And from that time, I started to interpret dreams. Okay. Before that, I could not understand anything. So when I went to sleep, I had a dream now. I thought, I am in the heavens. I am victorious. I am walking in the Spirit. But right after that fasting, praying, wonderful time with the Lord, right after that, I had a dream. And in the dream, I was standing in my church, in the church I used to go. And I was standing there and worshiping. There were few people in the church around, but I happened to see the person on my right side. And when I saw that person, he also saw me, and I recognized that he is a demon. And he started to look at me with anger in his eyes. So when he looked at me with anger, I started to speak in tongues. And when I started to speak in tongues, he got more angry. And he took his finger like this, which was like a pointed spear. Okay. And he took that finger with anger. He poked it in my stomach. When he poked it in my stomach, I was in pain. So what happened? That pain reduced my tongue speaking, my voice. Okay. It reduced. These things I will explain when I come to the category of demonic dreams, attacks in dreams. So my voice reduced when he poked the finger in my stomach. So when my voice reduced, I was not able to speak in tongues as loud as I was doing. And so I started to call the church member, hey, come. And they started to gather around me. And I said, what are you? Why are you standing? This is a demon in the church. Why don't you rebuke him? But they were standing and watching me, and they were doing nothing. And then I got up suddenly. When I got up, the pain was still there in my stomach as if someone poked me with a knife. But when I got up in the physical realm, it started to fade away in the physical realm. So that is how real the dream was. Stay with me. So I got up, and as we carnal believers do, oh God, I just fasted and prayed. What is this? How could the demon come after fasting and praying and attack me? That was my question. And I started to pray, Lord, you know what, my mood. I thought I am in the third heaven. I thought I got power. What is this? And it was so discouraging after having that dream. So I started to say, what is this, Lord? How could that happen? How could this happen? And after all those rubbish, I was talking to the Lord, rubbish prayers of my flesh. And when I calmed down, then the Holy Spirit told me, you are in a battle and these things shall happen to you. They shall attack you, but they shall not prevail. You need to pray. That is what he came and told me, and that's it. So in return of all my complaints, he just told me one sentence, and that's it. Now I have to meditate on that sentence. Now I calmed down and I understood what he was saying. So I understood this is a part and parcel of my calling. This will continue to happen with me from that day onwards. They shall attack me, but they shall not prevail against me. They shall not will be able to destroy me completely, but they shall attack me. Now, then I started to ask, when I came to my right mind and in the spirit, okay, when we come in the spirit, then we know the interpretation. The Lord told me that in the church I was going, this is the demon in the church. Okay. And the demon in the church would not allow anyone to speak in tongues. That is what he told me. Because whenever anyone starts to speak in tongues, that demon will get exposed. There is a deeper revelation to it, but I am not going to take it now. I will take it when I come to the part of demonic dreams. Okay? Demons, I will tell you from the scripture, demons don't like when we speak mysteries, when we speak in tongues. They get exposed. There is a fire that is released that exposes them, brings them to manifestation. So that's why there is an attack against praying in tongues. And these are the demons. So the Lord told me, this is the demon that does not want tongues in that church. I said, what to do? So he told me, the people you saw are comfortable with that demon. They don't want to rebuke the demon out of the church. But the pastor, the leaders of the church want to keep the demon in the church. So the church is doing activities, but the church is not rising in the spirit because they have no spiritual knowledge whatsoever. And the church was like that, very carnal, only come to the church, go out of the church, no intercession, no visions, no dreams, no prophecies, no word of knowledge, nothing, no healing, okay? No watchmen's, nothing, those sort of teachings, you know? But just, you know, okay, we are a church, we are the house of God, come and do Sunday brunch, men's meeting, go for a movie, let's take a coffee, women's meeting, let's go for a party, and let's do dinner, let's do church anniversary, let's do Christmas party, let's do New Year, that kind of a church. We cannot even call it a church, we can call it a club, like a Rotary club we have in India, just to hang around and feel good. And the pastor said, how are you? Yes, the pastor is caring. The pastor calls me. That kind of a church. So the Lord told me, they will not allow you to speak in tongues. But what happened is I prayed and I tried to bind that demon. And there was a move of God that came in that church and people started to receive visions. Some of them started to prophesy what they were prophesying. Someone got up and prophesied about a plane crash and it happened just the next day. And all those things started to happen in that church. But what happened is that demon manifested through the pastor, through the leaders. And the pastor came on the pulpit and said, you know what, whoever is teaching you to speak in tongues, we should not speak in tongues. More than the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we need the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Who taught you to discriminate between the fruit and the gifts? All of them are equal. We should have both. Oh, no. Gifts of the Holy Spirit, stay away from it. This and that and they and any which ways. But what I'm trying to teach you is How does someone learns to interpret dreams? It is not out of desire that I want to interpret dreams. It is out of necessity that you start to interpret dreams. It was the necessity of my life that I started to interpret dreams. After that, so that was, I did not even know that I should interpret dreams. But after that, when you get into spiritual warfare, when you get, and not get into, everyone is in spiritual warfare. Every child of God is a warrior. You are in a battle, I'm telling you. Accepting Jesus is not just lying down, oh, I am going to get my car, I am going to get my money. No, you are a warrior now. And God has chosen you to fight against the kingdom of darkness. So when you get into your personal battles of your life, interpreting dreams becomes a necessity. That is what I want to tell you. So a person that you see interpreting dreams for the nations, he did not learn it from anyone. He did not go to a college. But you would know that the person has gone through a lot in his life. He has faced many battles and he has walked with the Lord and had many victories. That's why he can now interpret dreams. Am I clear on that, how to interpret dreams? Yes. I gave you my example just to tell you, interpretation dream is not a training. Interpreting dreams is not a course that I can give you. Interpreting dreams is what you yourself have to do when you face battles in your life. And you will start interpreting dreams out of necessity. You would know, I want to, what is this that I am seeing? How come I fasted 21 days and then I was attacked? I had this demon, I had this sexual dream. From where did the demon came? Who sent it? Which altar sent it? Why did I saw my uncle in my dream? Why did I saw that relative in my dream? I was not even thinking about that relative. Why did I saw him? It will become a necessity. Those Christians, I saw many things, but I don't want to do anything. You will be taken by the devil by surprise. I'm telling you, the devil will destroy you if you don't develop the understanding that interpreting your dreams is a necessity. Are you understanding, people of God? Hallelujah. Daniel, hallelujah. Daniel knew that if he could not interpret, have that dream and interpret the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, he should be killed. So interpreting dream was not a fancy thing for him. It became a necessity. Hallelujah. And that's why such people always say the interpretation that comes is not for us. It's not from us. It's from God. It's not a fancy thing. It's not a thing to boast about. They know the pain of interpreting dreams because it is a necessity in their lives. And they know only God can give them the interpretation. When we come to the sorcerer's department, for them, interpreting dreams is like standing on a stage. I know the dream. It's like a big show for them. It's not a big show in the kingdom of God. The one who interprets dreams in the kingdom of God, they know, oh, don't give me rewards. Don't appreciate me. It's from God. God gave me the interpretation. We will see that in the life of Daniel. Daniel chapter number 2. Daniel chapter number 2. Look at this scripture. What he says to Nebuchadnezzar. Verse number 30. Daniel chapter number 2, verse number 30. But as for me, this secret has not been revealed to me because I have more wisdom than anyone living. But for our sakes who make known the interpretation to the king, and that you may know the thoughts of your heart. So he's saying, this secret for that was revealed to me, it was not because I have more wisdom than others. It is not because I am better than others or I am someone special. I am someone with special abilities and special gifts. It's just because this is our job that God revealed it to us. That is the humility of a man that hears from God. That is the humility of a man that interprets a dream from, takes the interpretation from God. Hallelujah. He knows. He's saying, I have not interpreted the dream to you, Nebuchadnezzar, because I have more wisdom than others. It's just because it's my responsibility, it's my job, and God has given me the interpretation. Because these people were trained in their personal battles, and interpreting dreams for these interpreters is a necessity that was there from the time they were facing personal battles in their lives. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? How did
Hallelujah.
Now another question to you. How did Joseph started to interpret dreams? From where did he learn? Tell me the answer. I already told you the answer. From his personal battles. He did not go anywhere to learn interpreting dreams. So with all due respect, there are some books that people buy which is more fatter than the Bible. And those books are how to interpret dreams. Throw it out. No book can teach you how to interpret dreams. It is only the Holy Spirit which will give you information specific to your battles, specific to what you are facing, specific in your life, and teach you how to interpret dreams. Are we together on that? Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
I know people, I am not boasting that I have the gift, but I have the gift of interpreting any dream, and I have interpreted for high status people. But what I am saying is, there are a bunch of people that can't interpret any dream properly, accurately. They can bring out meanings, but that are not from God. What they are doing is, they are setting up seminars. You know, seminars? Seminar on how to interpret dream by this prophet, this pastor. And that seminar will be 4 day long, 5 day long. And the fees, they will take a fees because they are going to teach you. They will take a fees, $500, whatever dollar they take. They will take a fees from you. Don't enroll yourself in any of those seminars. They cannot teach you how to interpret dreams. Even I cannot teach you. What I am saying is, how to become eligible to interpret dreams. How can someone interpret dreams, start interpreting dreams? That is what I am teaching you here. Okay? And interpreting dreams is just with the Holy Spirit. He will start to give you, God will start to give you, the Holy Spirit will start to give you interpretation. When you are in your personal battles, you see something and you are desperate to know because you want to know, you have questions, and the Holy Spirit will start to teach you. So from that day of my life, when interpreting dreams, not I wanted to do it, but it became a necessity for me to come against the enemy, okay, to resist the devil. That's why I started to interpret dreams, and I grew in interpreting dreams from that day onwards. So once I interpreted my dreams for a time of season, then other people came with dreams, and someone came with a dream. I said, this is the meaning of it. They were shocked. One lady came with a very long dream. She never knew, but that dream was in her mind. It was in her mind. And when she told me the dream, I said, the place that you saw in the dream is this locality. I told her the name of the place in India. This is the place. I never been to that place. I said, but God told me this is the place. And God is telling me the demonic things you started to see in that place is, God is telling me that you wanted to do ministry in that place. But there are these dream reveals the spiritual demons that fought you in that place. And she started to cry. I said, what happened? Why you were crying? She said, you are right, because I left that place because I was not able to do ministry. But after seeing the dream, that place, I never knew that this was this place. So that is, once you start to interpret dreams for yourself in your own battles, you know you are given the gift. You have to excel in that gift. Okay? And then you can interpret and help others. And maybe that help, I always say, I am helping you, but you pray that you get the interpretation of those dreams. But interpreting dreams is not the cup of tea for everyone. It's not everyone's cup of tea. We will come to that. So this is the first point of interpreting dreams. The gift of interpretation is developed in your personal battles. Okay, out of necessity. Are we together? That is the first point of how to interpret dreams. Second point. A man that can stand and fight his own battles and not depend on others solely is someone who can interpret dreams. A man who can stand and fight his own battles and not depend on someone else solely. I'm not saying don't give prayer requests. You can give prayer requests, but there are people who are too lazy to fight their own battles. for each and everything, like we can call, they want to be spoon-feeded. For each and everything, they don't want to do anything. Pastor Rahul, you tell me. The person who can fight their own battle, who can stand and who can take efforts to seek God, to take a fast, to read the Bible, to seek the Lord, to take answers, that is the man who can start interpreting dreams. Lazy Christians cannot interpret dreams. Christians who don't want to do anything, but all they want to do is depend on others for prayers, depend on others to fight their battles, they cannot interpret dreams. Are we clear? That is the point number two. Point number three, I already told you this. There is no rule book or theory that can be created for interpreting dreams. And the revelation only lies with the Spirit of God, and He alone can reveal and teach to whom He wishes to reveal. Let me come again. There is no rule book or theory that can be created for interpreting dreams. And the revelation only lies with the Spirit of God, and He alone can reveal and teach to whom He wishes to reveal. Okay, there is no rule book. Now let me elaborate on this. There is no rule book or no theory to interpret dreams. Okay, like there is a theory for you in your classroom, in your college, in your school, where everyone learns the same book and they have to give an exam. Like that, there is a theory book for how to repair a car, because many of the parts of the car are the same, so that we can create a book and people can read that book, become an automobile engineer, and they all, through the theory of the book, can repair that car because they have learned the book. But in terms of dreams, there is no rule book. There is no theory book, because what you are dealing with is not something carnal. What you are dealing with in dreams is not something physical. What you are dealing with is a mystery. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? Hallelujah. What you are dealing with is a mystery. What is a mystery? I have taken a lot of sermons about the mysteries of God, about the mysteries of God in the Bible, all those things, but let me not go into that. The Bible talks in the book of Isaiah that the book is sealed. So the learned and the unlearned, both of them, even though they read the book, but because the book is sealed, they cannot understand it unless the seal is opened, and then they can understand it. Hallelujah. So dream is something that you saw it. Like the Bible is also something that you are reading it, but unless the Holy Spirit comes and opens the seal to you, you cannot see what is written. So there is a seal upon it. Are we understanding? Dream is something that there is a seal of mystery. And when the seal is broken, you start to understand the happenings in the dream. You start to connect the dots. You start to understand what is this, what is that. Dreams are sealed. They are sealed mysteries. Okay? So sealed mysteries that are given to individuals, that is only given to God. So if God is giving you a sealed mystery for you to understand it, tell me, how can I write a book about it for you to teach about it? No one can write a theory book to interpret dreams, because dreams are sealed mysteries. Are we getting that? Coming to the point number four. Point number four. Now, why we cannot write books about interpreting dreams, theory books? Point number four. Similar objects, happenings, etc., in different dreams to different people don't mean the same thing. Everything is specific, unique, and a mystery, which only the Holy Spirit can reveal. Okay, what did I say? Similar objects, happenings, etc., in different dreams to different people don't mean the same thing. Don't mean the same thing. Everything is specific, unique, and a mystery, which only the Holy Spirit can reveal. For example, let me take the example from the Bible. The dream that Joseph interpreted for Pharaoh. He saw, what Pharaoh saw? Cows, cattle, you know. Even there was a dream in Jacob's life where he saw the cattle. So we can, I cannot create a rule book. If you saw a cow in your dream, that means you are going to get good luck and fortune. Yeah. Another point. Listen to me. Very important. If you want to interpret dreams, never go on Google search. Do you understand that? I saw a blue color cat in my dream. Going on Google, what is the meaning of a blue color? Google will tell you blue color means great things are coming for you. Cat means this. This means that. So that is not interpreting dreams. Are we understanding that? That is not interpreting dreams. Yes, you can go on Google in case that you came to know about a place, about a location, about things in that place, and then you verify on Google, is that place real? For that, you can go on Google search. But when you see something, so what I'm saying is, if I saw a cow in the dream, and Sister Vetonia also saw a cow in the dream, my cow was eating grass, her cow was pulling a bullock cart. So that cannot mean the same thing in the dream. That is what I want to say. So same things cannot mean the same things. So that's why no one can write a theory on how to interpret dreams. Every dream is specific and unique, and the mystery lies with God. Okay? Oh, so many people go on Google, many people go on YouTube to search. There are prophets who have their ministry on completely on dreams. So they have videos. If you saw a train, this is what it means. If you saw passengers in the train, this is what it means. If you saw this, this is what it means. Those are demonic interpretations. General interpretations are demonic interpretations that diviners do. When you go to a diviner, and do you know diviners interpret dreams? We will come to that. That's in the scripture. That's right in the Bible. Even diviners interpret dreams. And when you go to them, you will tell your dream and they will open a book. Some of them will open a book. What did you saw? Okay, you saw a train. This is what it means. This on Wednesday of this, of 2nd of February, 3rd of February, this is what will happen with you. They will interpret like that. Those are demonic interpretation. But when God gives the interpretation of a dream, it is unique. Okay, it is a mystery that is opened up. Are we understanding that? That is point number four. Let's come to point number five. Very important. Point number five is those who have not cultivated a life of waiting, praying, and fasting can never interpret dreams. Those who have not cultivated a life of waiting on the Lord, praying, and fasting can never interpret dreams. Can never interpret dreams. That's the truth, I'm telling you. When our intercessor, a true intercessor, is the one who has an appetite to wait on the Lord, who has appetite to go on fast, who has appetite to pray, to seek the Lord. And when you have cultivated that culture in your life, you have cultivated that habit in your life, you can interpret dreams. Because waiting on the Lord is one of the way to interpret dreams. When I have a dream, or some people come to me with their dreams, I tell, okay, this dream is something that I cannot give the meaning instantly. So just wait for some time. And what I do is, I said, give me the dream in detail. Or when they say it, I write it down. I'm writing down that dream. I'm writing down the dream. And then I take the details of the dream and record it in my spirit. And keep it in my spirit and start to pray in tongues. Start to pray in tongues. Afternoon, no meaning. Okay, I pray in tongues. Lord, what is the meaning? Nothing is opening up. Pray in tongues. Evening, no meaning came. No interpretation came. No revelation. Pray in tongues. The next morning I get up. Okay, let me pray in tongues. And I know it shall open up to me. Because I can wait on the Lord through a word. I can wait on the Lord for something for God to reveal. I know how to do it. So it's not a big thing. You know, it's not a pressure. Oh, who will interpret? It's a very difficult. No, I know. Even as I wait on the Lord, when the time comes and when the power of darkness will break, the veils will break, the meaning will come and devil will be exposed. So I know it will come. What did Daniel do? Daniel asked for some time from the king and he went. And he said, bros, pray for me. This is a very, very difficult task, and we will be killed. So pray for me. And in the night vision, by night, he got the dream. He got the interpretation. Are we understanding? People who are too busy to wait on the Lord, they cannot interpret dreams. People who are too busy, they don't have time to read the Bible. They don't have quality time to spend. Some people say, I am praying. But some people pray 5 hours, but that time, the quality of 5 hours is not, if calculated, the quality of 5 hours is nothing in comparison to someone's 10 minutes of prayer. Because all those 5 hours, they are surrounded by worries and they are praying in the flesh. So when calculated how much weight it created in the spirit, it is 0 pounds or 0 kilograms. So even the quality matters. I don't want to go on that, on those things, but those people who cannot spend quality time with the Lord, who cannot wait on the Lord, cannot interpret dreams. You have to cultivate a habit to wait on the Lord until the meaning of the dream is revealed. And I'm telling you, God will speak to you about the dream. When you develop in those gifts, God will give you details and you will be able to interpret every dream accurately. Accurately. And when you do that, you have an advantage over the devil, because you will start to operate in mysteries that the devil is unaware of. A dream segregates or makes distinction between the servants and the power of the devil and between the power of the Lord. It is something that the devil is not aware of. A dream. Hallelujah. That's why the sorcerers cannot gauge it. The sorcerer, any high degree Satanist that is monitoring you cannot gauge what you are doing, because it was revealed in a sealed mystery to you from the Lord. And when you interpret it, it's between you and the Lord, and no devil in the world can know about what is happening. You are operating in a mystery. Hallelujah. Those who have not cultivated a life of waiting, prayer and fasting can never interpret dreams. Okay? Hallelujah. So the thing is, we have to be always in a mode to receive from the Lord in our lives. And sometimes we are so carnal, so fleshy, that God speaks to us. God speaks to us. And we also hear God's voice. But because there are other voices in our head, we cannot discern God's voice from other voices. So it gets mixed up in our head. That is the time when people say, is God speaking to me or is it my mind speaking to me? Because there are other voices in your mind. So you are not able to make a distinction between what God is speaking to you and what the other voices are saying. So what we have to do is empty ourselves so that God's voice will be distinct enough in our spirit man, and we will know it is God speaking to us. Okay? That will only happen when we wait on the Lord, when we empty ourselves. Hallelujah. Point number six. Storing in the spirit is another skill to interpret those dreams whose meanings are not revealed immediately. That is what I told you. Storing in the spirit spiritually and physically, so that we do not forget writing it on a diary. Okay, storing in the spirit, or also physically writing it, recording it on a paper, in a diary, is another skill to interpret those dreams whose meanings are not revealed immediately. There are some dreams, the interpretation will not come even after waiting for 3 days, 4 days, because the interpretation is related after another 2 months, or the interpretation is related to a situation that will arise in your life after 2 years, after 3 years. So keep those dreams in your spirit. Joseph, the dreams he saw, the brothers bowing down to him and all those things, the Bible says when the brothers came to him in Egypt, he recognized his brothers and he remembered the dream that he saw. So then he was able to interpret the dream. Then he was able to recognize the full meaning of the dream when after many years the brothers came to him for food. Hallelujah. So storing in the spirit is very important, and making a storing and writing it on a diary, remembering it, making a storage in your spirit. Point number seven. living a holy life before the Lord, keeping your conscience clear, and having a relationship with the Holy Spirit is a must to have to interpret the dreams. Living a holy life before the Lord. Those people who interpreted dreams in the Bible, Daniel, Joseph, they lived holy life. Okay? Joseph, even that person, even that lady came to lie with Joseph, you know, and was tempting Joseph, but Joseph resisted her. He was living a holy life, having a clear conscience, not having secret sins. I'm telling you, those pastors who are big and living a double life and having big congregation, you take a dream from the Lord to them, they will not be able to interpret dreams. Because though they have a big congregation, though they are known by the world, but yet in secret they are living an unholy life. And they cannot interpret dreams from the Lord. I'm telling you, living a holy life before the Lord, keeping your conscience clear, and having a relationship with the Holy Spirit is a must to have for you to interpret dreams. Is a must to have for you to interpret dreams. Are we together? These are the 7 points that I want to give you for you to interpret dreams from the Lord, that come from the Lord. These are the 7 points that I want to give you. And I'm telling you, no one can teach you. No book can teach you. Don't buy any book. Don't go on Amazon to search for any prophet who has written a book. In your personal battles, in spiritual warfare, you shall have dreams. I want to do a survey, a small survey, if you don't mind. All these people who are here, is there anyone who never had any dream from the Lord? Anyone here? You never saw a dream? Tell me. Let's do a survey. There is no one. Everyone had a dream, right? Huh? Hallelujah. You had a dream, yes.
Yes, John. Daily I am having dreams.
Daily you are having dreams, yeah? Because God is speaking. In the last days he shall pour out his spirit on all flesh.
Your yes, after 21 days prayer by God's grace, every morning after praying I am seeing dreams. Daily I am not, I am writing in the diary.
Okay. What about Pastor Vantala? Do you have dreams from the Lord? No one talks about interpreting your own dreams. Yes. Everyone. So, okay. Since, yeah, he's smiling. So, I think he has dreams. So, everyone. No one can say that they did not have dreams from the Lord. I'm not talking about those dreams where you saw a football match and you went to sleep and you saw yourself playing football. Not about that dream. Those dreams. There are categories of dreams. Some dreams come from the flesh. When your flesh gets too much involved into football, you see yourself playing with Ronaldo and attacking Ronaldo and you scoring a goal and Ronaldo was crying because of you. Not that dream. Hallelujah. So there are dreams that come from the flesh. And we know when we get up, we know the Spirit of God tells us this was a dream from the flesh. Not so important. But I'm talking about dreams from the Lord. Hallelujah. Everyone has dreams from the Lord. And why God is giving you dreams? To keep it just, forget about it. No, he is trying to speak to you something. He's trying to speak to you something. The people coming in your dream, he's trying to speak to you something about those people. Your ancestors coming in the dream, dead people coming in the dream, or the relatives coming in the dream, doing something. You know, some people came to me with dreams and they said, I saw my sister doing this. I saw this doing this. She, and it was in a mystery, engrossed in a mystery. So when I started to pray, I started to tell, this is what that relative is into. They are doing this against you. They are, you maybe you don't know anything because you are not into the spirit, but I am telling you, they are doing this. This is that, and all those things. So interpreting dreams is important. That is what I want to tell you. Because many people, why to interpret dreams? Interpreting dreams is important for your personal journey with the Lord. For you to operate in a realm which is higher than the enemy. And have victory over him. All right? So that is all about interpreting dreams. And if you saw the people interpreting dreams like Joseph, like Daniel, then even we will come to Ezekiel, Jeremiah, when we come to visions and all those things. They lived a holy life. That is the primary requirement. Living a holy life, keeping your conscience clear, and having a relationship with the Lord. The next subject that I want to go into is fleshy and demonic dreams. Yes, the next subject that I want to go into, fleshy and demonic dreams. That is very important, because now I took how to interpret dreams from the Lord. But if I don't teach you fleshy and demonic dreams, you will be confused and you will not understand the complete realms of dreams, because the dream is a realm of your conscious. Dream is a spirit realm. God has access to it. Demons have access to it. Your flesh has access to it. Your mind has access to it. So the dreams that are implanted in that realm, the dream realm, will be from God, will be from your flesh, will be from your mind, will be from demons, will be from altars. Sorcerers can implant a dream in your dream realm. Someone who is holding you in the spirit realm, an ancestral spirit, a witchcraft altar, someone doing witchcraft upon you, who is holding you into spirit realm, can install a dream when you sleep at the night. So those are the dreams that come from the devil. Those are the dreams that are activated through the flesh. So I am going to take that subject, but let me end now. If I start off, it's a long subject. So let me end. And the next week, I am going to take fleshy and demonic dreams. That is very, very important. There are five categories in that subject that I have divided. And I will show, I will start to talk to you about how someone whom you don't even know, who is holding your life, holding your ministry, holding your finances, is installing negative dreams in your life, is installing dreams so that you can be kept out of serving the purposes of God. You can be kept out of knowing what is God's will, and those dreams come. Okay? And those are the dreams that are demonic. And there is a lot of practice of those dreams and interpreting dreams in the church today that are demonic and that are not from the Lord. We will cover that next week. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for this time. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you said in your word, in the last days, you shall pour out your spirit on all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Young men shall see visions. Old men shall dream dreams, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I pray, Lord, that people, Lord, most people are veiled by the enemy. They don't realize the importance of some revelations in the Bible. And Lord, and they keep it away, and that's why their life is defeated. They are confused. They don't have peace from the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, but tonight, through the teaching of the Word of God, the importance of knowing the dreams, interpreting dreams, Lord, will be that desire, that hunger, that thirst will be, Lord, Holy Spirit, you install in the hearts of people, that they will know the importance of it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Reba la kazabano ko ravandia. Reveriandu ko se patarabala hal ziataraba. Reba baba shambrabala drobon ze terebenderebe. Lamprabala hal zialtaraba. The Lord is telling me, there are some people who were having like something pride and rebellion against what God was trying to show them, even about dreams, saying, oh, your dreams, what this and what that, having no interest in it. But the Lord is telling, if you submit to me, I will become your potter and you will become my clay. And if you develop understanding in dreams, I will mold you. I will make you, and I will break the shape that the devil has given to you, your pride has given to you, and I will give you a new shape in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Lord says to those people, I am the potter, and you are my clay, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Rebolo zebantaka baranso. Zebalahata verahandaro sefeti aravanda. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, the people, your Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, and the people who would listen to it, Lord, they will not be babies anymore, Lord, but they will mature enough and desire for solid food in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, that they will not be those Christians who will just play the church thing, Lord, who will just play the Jesus, Lord, I believe in Jesus and all those things, but they will be deep Christians walking, Lord, deeply in a journey with you, Father, desiring for you, having the wisdom of the Ancient of Days, having the revelation of your word, Lord. They will be, Lord, even as John wrote to the young men, he said, I write to you, young men, because you know how to overcome the wicked one. Yes, Lord, that these people will be the people who will know how to overcome the devil, how to overcome the wicked one, how to overcome the wiles of the enemy and walk with you in higher realms in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Fill them with your wisdom. Fill them with the revelation of your word, Father. And I cover, Lord, cover all of them with the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Keep them in this week, Lord, and continue to lead and guide your people by your Holy Spirit, Lord, and fill them with the revelation of your word, Lord, every day of their lives, Lord. We give you the praise, Lord. We pray for those who are sick, Lord. We release your healing in their bodies, Lord. And Lord, if their sickness and infirmity is related to any root cause, Lord, any other habit, Lord, or sinful habit, I pray that they will repent and get right with you, Lord. And that sickness will be uprooted from their life, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we give you the praise, honor, and glory, Lord. Once again, we thank you for this time. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask this prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless.